Hello, welcome to the Security Podcast. Today, Michael Welch, Managing Director of Strategy and Risk at Morgan Franklin Consulting, is joining us to discuss the perils of fourth-party cyber risk. Could you introduce yourself?
Yes, so as you mentioned, my name is Mike Welch. I'm Managing Director of Strategy and Risk with Morgan Franklin. I've been in the industry for approximately 25 years now. I've been on the consulting side. I used to be a global CISO for a food manufacturing company, and just focusing on risk, cyber strategy. As Morgan Franklin, as an organization, we're an end-to-end cyber solutions company, from implementation to advisory to consulting, and with vendor risk management being one of our main services that we offer our customers.
Okay, perfect. And how would you say the threat landscape has shifted to tier 2, 3, and 4 suppliers?
I mean, companies today, because they don't, the shortage of resources from full-time employees is not always there. They're moving over to managed services for either software, for applications, for SaaS services as we move to the cloud. So every time as you work with those third parties, that vendor, and they work with service providers to fulfill their the service that they're offering, it creates that new risk landscape to the primary company. So when you talk about third party risk, fourth party risk, and even so on down the stream, it introduces a whole new attack surface that companies need to really be concerned about as they move to that managed service offering.
Okay. And why have attacks or vulnerabilities on fourth party vendors? How could that affect other enterprises?
Well, what happens is because you're with your third party, you're giving them a level of trust. So if they have access into your network to provide whatever function that may be, there's trust between you and them. So you, and depending on the privilege that they may have, that introduces a risk to you, either security or privacy, if they're providing a data service. Now, as they're providing access to their suppliers that help support that function, sometimes it's called like a downflow risk, where it's no longer just about that vendor, your main supplier, it's about their suppliers, and can they leverage the access that they have to the third party into your environment? So it's just a new landscape that as an organization you have to start thinking about.
Okay, and what kind of processes or procedures should enterprise security leaders have in place to address this type of supply chain security?
I mean, in the past, it's been a very manual effort. There used to not be a lot of regulation or really enforcement requiring it, but because privacy is really becoming more mainstream, because data is really the valuable asset that's out there today, we're moving from that manual process, because as a company, you might have 100 or 1,000 suppliers. So there's really not a way to manage that risk doing it manually. So as a large enterprise who has X a number of suppliers, they really need to build out a program to really manage it holistically, understanding the level of access that supplier has, the service that supplier offers, to really understand, like almost tier the suppliers, to know what level of risk a particular supplier introduces to you, and then how do you control that risk.
Okay, and who should have responsibility for supply chain security, and how can you keep this type of risk from becoming too confusing or complicated?
I think the larger the organization is, it becomes a little bit more challenging. Is it owned by vendor management? Is it owned by security? Is it owned by legal? So I think it differs on an organizational basis. But it shouldn't be owned by security itself. Security is one that has to be consulted, informed, and so they can almost validate the controls that are in place. So I just think it goes back to the type of organization you are, but over, because vendor risk management could be more than just IT, right? It could be whatever suppliers you use in the organization. So when we look at it, we usually will work with risk management and then work with the IT groups or the business units, but it has to be holistic. It has to move away from silo-based ownership, because that's where you find gaps. And that's, once you have a gap, then that's where you have that risk.
Okay. And could you discuss the growing challenges of fourth party risks, why they're important, and how can organizations mitigate their impacts?
Yeah, I always look at it as an organization that's using a supplier. A lot of times you're working, you have your contracts, you have your service level agreements with that supplier. You build that relationship with that supplier. You give that supplier the level of access that's needed. When it comes to the fourth party, you as the client, you're not working directly with that fourth party. So your supplier's vendor. So trying to make sure that you now require your third parties to push down the controls that you push down to them, they have to push it down to their fourth party or their suppliers. So you have that level of protection, especially when we're dealing with privacy, because as you're dealing with who's controller and who's the processor of information, if that supplier to your third party is performing a critical function around the data and you don't know about that. So we talk about it's like the unforeseen risk that you don't know as the client that your third party brings to you. So it's having that conversation, understanding, do they use suppliers themselves? And if they do, what function are they playing? And so you can help build out what those controls need to look like.
Okay, and lastly, what is the importance of aligning supply chain and operational resiliency to satisfy regulators?
Well, I mean, regulation now, if it's utility industry, if it's financial services, it's getting much more strict. It's almost like strict compliance. So you need to understand what your requirements are. If like you're in the utility space, it's critical infrastructure, and you need to make sure that your vendors know where all their components come from. So you have to really, regulatory wise, it's mandated. In the financial services, because you're dealing with financial information, PII, you really have to make sure that that supplier is implementing the controls. And it's not that it has to move away from checkbox compliance. It needs to really focus more on validation, show me the evidence, show me what you're doing, how you're protecting it, walk me through that process. And as we talked a little bit earlier, it's tiering. So every vendor is not equal. Every vendor doesn't provide the same service to you. So the criticality of that vendor brings to you really increases the controls that you're going to require of them, the trust that you may have that because of the access that they have in your network.
That is all the time that we have today. Thank you for joining us, Mike. And thank you for listening to The Security Podcast. Don't forget to help us out by rating, reviewing, and following on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or listen to our podcast directly on our site at securitymagazine.com.